If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Now it's time for some of y'all to thaw out. All right? It's time for us to thaw on out. Amen? Some of y'all act like y'all been a fire hydrant just out in the cold all week. Amen? If you want the Holy Ghost to move, you have to, number one, bring him in here with you. Amen? And then let him have his way. Amen? And if God wants something to happen, don't inhibit it. Are you frowning? Amen? Amen. Mark 15, 16 rather, verses 15 and 16. And he said unto them, Go, ye in all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And he said unto them, Go, ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Go. That's what I want to talk about this Sunday morning. And that's what the Lord has led me to just use as a theme for 2018. Go. We don't do this a lot. This ain't my style. But everybody ain't smiled yet. Everybody ain't talked yet. Don't touch your neighbor, but slap your neighbor and tell them go. Go, 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 go. Especially if they ain't said nothing. Knock a sound in their voice. Amen. Rattle their vocal cords and tell them, go. Don't my pew no more either. In 2017, after the temporary occupant of 600 Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, for this too shall pass. When I was perplexed and I was confused, I just couldn't believe God let that thing happen. And it was done, and there was nothing that we could do. And God spoke to this shepherd's heart and just tell you people to pray. The only weapon that we have is prayer. For our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not. When there's spiritual battles, you can't do nothing with your hands. You just can't. You can't do nothing with your body. The only weapon you got. And spiritual battle is prayer. So God spoke to us to get your prayer life right. Amen. Sometimes God won't move your mountains, but God will help you to move. And God, through prayer, will help you to deal with what you're going through. Amen. So use as a theme for 2017 is prayer, that the only weapon they have is prayer. An invitation over December, the first couple of days of this year, he led me to scripture by the unction of his Holy Ghost. And he said, tell your people, go. That we've got to go into the world. Because unfortunately, I'll say this little cliche that you can't let the world into the church and all that, but so much worldly stuff has come to the church. And I'm going to be dealing that with that a lot in 2018. And that Sunday afternoon, I'm going to talk about crossless Christianity. You know, ain't why we don't have crosses no more in churches? Where's the cross of Jesus Christ? And crossless Christianity. And we've got to go into the world. We've got to go into the world. We can't let the world influence us. You've got to understand that the church of Jesus Christ is under attack from the inside and the outside. And we only think it's from the outside, but the church is under attack from the inside because we let too much worldly stuff on in the inside. Why do I need to go to church if I can get the same thing in the club Saturday night? Why wake up early? We have many influences outside, influence inside, where God's word and God's will and the righteousness of God is no longer on display. I like how that came out. The righteousness of God is no longer on display, and how can he win the world with his righteousness with so much unrighteousness? And the only way that we can influence the world is that we go out into the world. It ain't the four-wall structure that creates and makes a church. It ain't because your name is in our database that makes you part of the church. What makes you part of his church is being a disciple for him and go telling the world that the wages are still death, but the gift of God is still eternal life. But how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they know without you being disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ? Tell everybody your job. But you don't want, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want no to say I'm a Bible thumper. I don't want to be those who looking down on people. No, you're not looking down on people and throwing shade. You're throwing sunshine. Anybody want to talk to me? We have got to spread this gospel. We've got to spread gospel. This gospel, that he was born in Bethlehem, walked the streets of Judea, that he died on a cross, that got up on Sunday morning, but more importantly, he's coming back again. We've got to spread this gospel again. He died, but he's coming back again to receive us unto himself. And the only way you can be received is if you got salvation. You can't get to the Father unless you go through the Son. Now, I have respect for other faiths. I have respect for all my brothers and sisters who do stuff. I ain't going to castigate on them. But I'm going to do what he said do. I put all my faith, and he said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. And that me is Jesus Christ for me. And I ain't taking no risk in getting on anybody else's ship. I wish I had somebody talking to me right now. I don't take no risk. If that's what's in the word, and then if he wanted to change it, he done had 2017 years to change it. But there ain't been no edits. Ain't been no revisions. That translation. Ain't nobody changed what he said. And until that happens, I'm sticking with what he told me to do. And now I can't get him. But let me ask you a question. That ain't playing, so I got plenty of time. Why don't spread your faith? Who have you discipled? Who calls you for spiritual advice? Holy counsel, you ain't got no degree. You ain't got no certificate. Holy counsel, you might be your counsel, you give good counsel. And the word was spread. You better help you out. She'll get you dirty too, right? She found you how to spread it on the word of God. Call her, she'll find pastor for wherever he might be in China. You call for she'll find him. Talk to Ron. He's so fine. He's so nice. He gonna make it right. Talk to fight through. He's a living witness of what God can do in your life. He's a miracle. See, them people don't keep faith to themselves. Keep their testimony to themselves. And they ain't got to have no collar on. They ain't got to stand behind this desk to tell you what thus saith the Lord. You ain't got to have no ordination to tell people how good God has been in your life and that you know that the word works in your life. That's why you got to go. Don't let the world shut you up. Don't be your own business sometimes. Help somebody out. You don't castigate them. You don't judge them. You show them there's a way. Lead the horse to water. The horse got to drink. But the Bible says we at least got to lead the horse to water. And he says, I am the living water. And if anybody drinks from me, he'll never thirst again. And that's why Mark in chapter 16 reports him saying, go. Can I hear you say go? Go into all the world. Not just Columbia. Not just Blythewood, not South Carolina. Go into all the world. Wherever conference you go to, wherever your job might send them, go. And see people, help me somebody. When you go, people will see your glow. And That sounds silly. You're just trying to rhyme like you're a rapper. No, that just came. I'm telling you in Jesus' name, when you go, I don't care if you're in your sorority, or your fraternity, wherever your job might take you, people will see your glow. People will see there's something different about you, that nothing rattles you, that nothing bothers in your tone, in your posture. Then they'll start wondering what you got. And then the next time y'all go to conference, they call you like, you coming? Because everybody ain't comfortable at happy hour. Everybody ain't happy going with the crew to the club. Everybody, every now and then somebody wants some Christian stuff to do, but still have fun doing it. They'll see your glow. And they'll want to hang around you. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus gave this commandment to his disciples. It's almost like the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 18, 20, about going into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's the same thing. We don't make Mark 16 the Great Commission. That's Matthew. But it's the same thing that we have to go into all the world. And we've got to make disciples. That means we've got to get our hands dirty, y'all. We got to work. We've got to do some things. But see, the problem is we don't want to catch fish. Ain't nobody do a whole lot of fishing no more. You like to go through the drive-thru at Captain D's and have your fish already clean and already cooked. But we've got to go into all. How are we going to change the world if we stay inside the church? And see, what happens is the more a church serves, the more a church grows. You know, they have all these conferences on church growth conference. Church, going to one tomorrow night, church growth conference. And we put, I don't know why, we put the cart before the horse. That only thing we want to do is have a big church. Only thing people want to do is brag how many members they got. And half of the people on that on the roll don't come back no more no how. Church growth begins with service. That's how Brooklyn grew. I know it did. It grew because we were serving the people. The people saw a good heart, and they want to be a part of someone who's serving and doing what thus says the Lord. And if we don't do nothing for the community ain't never going to come in here. That's how you grow a church. Not by having concerts and chicken dinners and fish dinners. Not by telling people we on the radio and on the internet. That ain't how you grow a church. A church grows by the people in the church serving the Lord. And you don't serve them inside here. You got to go. Watch what happens in the text. Watch what happens in the text. This is chapter 16. It is the last chapter in the book of Mark. Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels. Mark is writing to the Romans. He has a specific audience that he's writing to. Matthew writes to the Jews. That's why he's long. Got a lot of chapters. And he's because the Matthew's got to put everything in Judean and Jewish context. He's got to make sure that the people who are Jewish understand how Jesus relates to Jewish history. So he's got to be long. He's got to tell the story. That's why your pastor long-winded sometimes, because he's a historian. You signed up. Luke is writing to Gentiles. He walked with Paul, so that's his audience. He's writing to the Gentiles, so people who don't know God. So you find out that Luke is spending a lot of time teaching the people about God. Matthew's people already know God. He ain't got to introduce them to God. Luke got to introduce them to God, and then John writes to the church. John writes to the people who believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is the Word. That's why he begins not with a genealogy, but he begins that Jesus is the Word, because the Word is for the church. Mark writes to Romans. He writes to the world who don't care about none of the other stuff that the other people are talking about. I just want to introduce them to a man by the name of Jesus. I ain't going to hold you long. I'm going to give you 16 quick chapters. And that's why he dies in 15, but he gets up in 16. I ain't got enough time to be spending in between. Let me get him down and get him up. See, you can die in 15. And I thank God for my seminary professor. You can't just read 16 without understanding what just happened before in 15. He dies in 15, but he gets up in 16. I just came by to tell somebody, wake up. Wait, wake up! In 2018, before you get off, wake up! You know, there's a thing going on in our culture about being woke. It's about being conscious of what's going on and around you, not being fooled by the tricks of the enemy. And I just need to let somebody know on this first Sunday in 2018, wake up. Wait, wake up for whatever you've been doing wrong, whatever happened last year, wake up and start anew. But that's what happens in 16. He dies, he falls asleep in 15, but early in 16, he wakes up. And I might want to tell somebody, if the Lord spoke to me, you know something, that's what living is all about. Really and truthfully, this gospel really helps us. I know it's coming back, but this gospel is really about falling down and getting back up, because all of us have fallen. All of us have had some shortcomings. All of us have been down in the dumps. All of us have been depressed without no psychologist telling us we've been depressed. But you got to get back up. That's why that story is so important about him going down, but him waking back up. In 2018, I need somebody to wake up. I need somebody to wake up. Wake up and see the salvation of the Lord. Wake up and see God's love. Wake up and see God's beauty. Wake up and see the deliverance. And then wake up and go. Also in this text, it lets us know that you got something to do. It just ain't sitting down and watching and being a spectator. This text lets us know that after you wake up, you got to work out. You got to work out. You can't see it real well. Philippians tells us, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own. Somebody say your own. That's where we get that all the time. We talk about you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You got to work out. And it's got to be on your own. You can't work out by yourself. With some other, but you might have a trainer, but the trainer ain't doing your lifting for you. The trainer ain't doing the running for you. The trainer ain't getting on the treadmill for you. You got to work it out on your own. Trainer can't lose your weight. Dietitian can't lose your weight. Your workout partner can't make you look a little bit better and a little fitter. Your workout partner can't get you ready for the reunion when all y'all try to lose a little weight right before. And I realize, Erica, in meditating with God, that one of the reasons why we're having problems with church attendance is because ain't nobody working out. See, if you work out, you're going to get thirsty. If you work out, you're going to get hungry. If you help people deal with their problems, you're going to need to come somewhere to refuel. And one of the reasons why people don't come to church, because they don't need no refueling, because they ain't spent no energy. See, this is the place where after having 5 funerals on yesterday, I can't look forward to Sunday morning. I look forward to coming here every Sunday morning because I can get refueled. I can be something happens in this house that gives me power to make it the rest of the day. And if you ain't working out on the outside, you ain't no need no place to come to get replenished, to get your spirit back up, to get your hope renewed, to get your faith restored. That's why you got to come into this house. But it done happen. If you ain't working out on the outside. Now, hear the problem. Hear the problem. Every first Sunday of the year, we packed. People in the overflow room. First Sunday. I don't know if you could put that back up. Can you put workout back up? You can't see the date, but the date on that picture is January 2nd, 2018. The best thing you ever said, Butte. That's January 2nd, 2018, that's Tuesday. Gym was closed on Monday. The first day it opened up was Tuesday. Gym was closed on Monday. The first day it opened up was Tuesday. And I took my butt to the gym, to the YMCA on Tuesday, because it was the first day that the gym opened up this year. I went to the gym on the first day that the gym opened up this year. Not to make this point. The point came in after I went to the gym. But I went, Roz, on the first day that it opened up this year to work out. Now, many people have come in here because it's the first Sunday of the year. It's the first Sunday that the church is open this year. So you thought, you know, maybe I make God happy and show up on the first Sunday of the year so I can start the year off right. Oh, but come July. Somebody said March. People fall off. People fall off. They start off right, but they fall off the wagon. And just like working out in the gym, you ain't going to see no results if you don't come back. You ain't going to see no results if you don't come back. If you just go one time a month, you're not going to get the results that you want. That's why you got to keep coming back to your fueling station, because this will give you the energy to go. This your protein bar. This your protein shake. This way you get all of your energy to have to deal with the crazy stuff we have to deal in the world. This is where you come Sunday after Sunday. Not when the weather's good. Not when you feel like it. Not when you don't have baseball practice. Stepping on toes. Then after you work out, the last thing this text tells us to do is to warn others. You got to wake up. You got to work out. But then you got to warn others. I promise you in Jesus' name, I didn't want to end this sermon on a negative note. And one of the jobs of every good preacher pastor is to end on a positive. But the text requires that this third point be, you've got to warn others. This text says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. It is not Chris Levy's word. It is not Ron Best's word. It is the word of God. And you got to believe in the entire word of God. Not those scriptures that make your day. Not just those scriptures they put on the little calendar that give you a little boost for 5 seconds. You got to believe in the entire word of God. And the word of God says that he that believeth will be with him forevermore and will rise and be with Jesus Christ. But he that does not believeth in his son shall be damned. In other words, they go into hell. Now, hell don't sell no more. Hell don't fill arenas. Ain't nobody want a fire and brimstone preacher anymore. We want hunky-dory theology. We want everything going to be all right theology. We want, you can name it and claim it, ain't got no down payment theology. We want health and wealth theology. We want easy, cross-less Christianity. But the word of God is real. And the word of God says, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be damned. Now, are you intellectuals? Theorists? And pseudoscientist. You know, for every yin, there's a yang. And all these people that want to believe in heaven don't believe also in hell. And you can't believe in heaven without believing also in hell. I don't understand how you can think that all of us going to heaven and there ain't don't be no other place for them that don't believe. For every yin, there is a yang. For every up, there's a down. For every fight right, there's a left. For every day, there is a night. For every pretty, there's an ugly. For every tall, there's a short. For every bright, there's some color. For every Chris, there's got to be a Ron. There's a yin and a yang. And if there's a heaven, there's got to be a hell. But the joy of the story is that Jesus died so that you don't have to go to hell. Matter of fact, he died so you don't have to live in hell. And the Bible says that the way that you get your ticket to heaven is believe. It's twice here in the text. If you just believe that he is who he said he is, then you will be saved from hell. But if you do not believe, you will be damned. Do you all remember The Wiz? All us colored folk should remember The Wiz. It's the black version of The Wizard of Oz. I like it. Put it back up. I don't tell nobody. I got it on my iPad. I like it so much. It's a good movie. And it has a lot of theology in it. And then you get to see the black Michael Jackson, the one with the real Michael Jackson before he changed on us. You know the story of The Wiz. Dorothy is displaced from Kansas, and in The Wiz, she's displaced from Harlem. She ain't from Kansas in The Wiz. She's from Harlem. And you know the story. She meets the Scarecrow, and she meets the Tin Man, and she meets the Lion. And in The Wiz, she goes to this land, and she's got to see the wizard. And she goes to what's called the Emerald City. And after going to the Emerald City, Richard Pryor, who plays The Wiz, tells her that if she wants to get back home, she's got to kill Eveline. And Eveline is one of the wicked witches. And you know the story. She goes and pours water on Eveline, and Eveline dies. And at the end of the movie, put it back up, Damon. At the end of the movie, put the believe back up. She meets this beautiful queen. And this queen tells her that if you want to get back home, before you click your heels three times, you got to believe. You got to believe in home. You got to think about home. You got to want to go back to home. You got to envision home. You've got to do everything in your power to get back home. And that is the theology of The Wiz. If you miss it, that this earth is not our home. This earth is not our home. There is a heavenly home where we came from. And if we want to get back to there, we don't have to believe in the wizard. We've got to believe in Jesus. And she lets us know that the wizard is a fraud, just like the devil, who wants you to do his bidding for him, because he ain't got enough power. Felt good right there, Lord. He ain't got enough power to do it himself. And that if you believe, then you'll get back home. At the end of the movie. At the end of the movie. They go to Eveline's workshop. And at the end of the movie, there's this dramatic scene. See, this is what happens for the believer. You're going to take off them old garments of your sin. You're going to take off the monkey suit. You're going to take off the things that the devil put on you. When you begin to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all that will burn up even before you, those who don't believe will burn up. If you begin to believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to have light. The lights will come on in your life. The joy of Jesus will be around you. If you just believing, you will have just what the song said, a brand new day. And I just came to offer to somebody in here today a brand new day. It's a brand new year, so why don't you have a brand new day? No matter what happened in 2017, no matter what happened in your past, no matter what happens in your mind, no matter what's going on in your spirit right now, if you just believe, you'll have a brand new day. And you begin to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody believe? Anybody believe? Anybody believe that he's coming back for us? And this can be the beginning of a brand new day for you if you just believe. I don't know who this word is for today. I don't know who this word is for today. But somebody needs to start believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died so you don't have to be damned. And you can have not only a brand new day, you can have a brand new week. You can have a brand new month. You can have a brand new year. You can have a brand new life. You can have a brand new marriage. You can have a brand new relationship with your kid. You can have everything brand new if you just believe. Tell your neighbor, believe. Tell somebody, believe. Tell somebody, believe. Tell somebody, just believe that God's got a blessing with your name on it. Tell somebody that God's got some deliverance in your neighborhood. Tell somebody, believe that your miracle is on the way. Tell somebody, believe you can make it. I know you lost your husband, but God's got people around you that's going to help you through your journey. Just believe that everything. Gonna be all right. Anybody believe? Any believers in the building? Any believers in the building? Any believers in the building? Any believers in the building that know that I know that all things will work together according to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. I believe that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There might be one today that you want to start believing. You believe in your heart, but you never made confession of your mouth. There's someone in here today that's starting 2018 unsaved. And that is our business, to save the lost. All of us have been in that place. And watch what's going to happen. Don't you ever think, I don't want to come down because I don't want nobody to know I'm unsaved. It's momentary. Because the moment you come down to this altar, your name has changed in the Lamb's Book of Life. The people will rejoice when you come. The heavens will rejoice when you come because you have received salvation. And today is the day that you get a brand new day, that you get a brand new life, that you will be saved from your sins, and all the blessings that God have on you will be unleashed in your life. There might be someone, you don't have a church home. You want somewhere that you can call your home, where you can be loved, where you can hear the word of God, that you can have this as your refueling station, that Sunday after Sunday, you can come for a word of encouragement from the Holy Word. If that is your desire and your need today, God is here to meet your need. God is here to help you with your needs. Why don't you step out today? Why don't you be the first of this year? Sometimes it just takes someone to be a leader, just to step out on faith and watch others come based upon your being a leader, and watch the heavens rejoice when you come and give your life to Christ or want to be a part of a fellowship. See, watch the heavens rejoice. Watch the heavens rejoice. Watch the heavens rejoice, for the day is the day of salvation.